The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Another day, another shooting, Harley, this time at a garlic food fair in California.
Yeah, this is three people were shot dead, 15 were wounded by a gunman who cut through a fence to avoid security and started shooting people, apparently at random, in Gilroy, California. They have an annual garlic festival. Grow a lot of garlic there. The festival is all about garlic. Every kind of homeopathic garlic application you can imagine is there, as well as foods and that have garlic in the recipe and that sort of thing. It's a big festival, draws tens of thousands of people, very popular. It's also been very peaceful over the years till this 19-year-old Santino Ligon started shooting, promptly shot dead by police officers, but not before, as we say, he had killed three others and including a six-year-old little boy, and wounded more than a dozen people.
Very tragic. Antifa, now, if the president names that as a terrorist organization, boy, that'll set off a debate.
Well, it'll set off a bit of a debate, but it'll also give the police officers the tools they need to try to put an end to some of the things that they do. He's considering giving his support to a proposal from Senators Ted Cruz and Bill Cassidy to designate this this group of anarchists as terrorists. There's a conservative journalist who's added a little fuel to this fire. His name is Andy Ngo. He was brutally attacked by Antifa members, and he says there's no doubt about them being terroristic. He said local authorities need a legal framework to investigate the group as a criminal cartel, bring them to justice for the street thuggery and the damage that he says they create. He also said, in addition to the street hooliganism that we see over and over, the movement has a political ideology that's agitating for a violent political revolution. That's what could get them named as a terrorist organization.
I'm very interested in this survey on food delivery because I've got a theory that a lot of things like Uber and Deliveroo are destroying the restaurant business.
Well, there's a pretty good chance you don't get all the food you order when it's delivered to you.
Mm-hmm.
This new survey talked to nearly 1,500 food delivery customers and almost 500 food delivery drivers. 28% of the drivers say they have eaten some of the food on the way to delivering it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they say the tasty aroma just kind of gets to them. They just have to have a French fry or two or three. Surely they figure the customer won't miss one chicken finger or garlic knot or a couple of pieces of pepperoni or sausage off the pizza.
Or someone sticking their fingers in your nachos.
Yeah, we don't want that. Two sides of the story, though. They say 60% of the drivers say they often get little or no tip from the customer.
Good on you, Harley. You've made sure I never use them. Thank you.